If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Today is Tuesday, December 29th. What to know about a new effort to try to keep President Trump in office, and it starts with some Republicans suing one of their own. Also, an update about those larger stimulus payments for Americans, and another possible vaccine option enters the race to end the pandemic. We'll explain. Plus, a record on Wall Street, new rules for drones, and a Broadway-style musical created on TikTok. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Vice President Mike Pence is now being sued by members of his own party. It's the latest effort to try and keep President Trump and the rest of the Trump administration in power. So yes, essentially, people who want Pence to keep his job are the ones suing. Let's explain. The lawsuit focuses on the upcoming meeting on January 6th. That's when, as usual, lawmakers in Congress will get together to count electoral votes and finalize President-elect Joe Biden's victory. The vice president usually leads that meeting, but in mostly ceremonial ways. Well, this lawsuit says Pence should have a different, more hands-on role. Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas, along with several other Republicans, say the VP should actually have total authority to decide which electoral votes should be counted from each state. They argue it's necessary, claiming widespread voter fraud in battleground states. But at this point, legal experts told CNBC the lawsuit is, quote, hopelessly far-fetched. And as a reminder, state election officials, the Justice Department, and the Cybersecurity Division of the Department of Homeland Security have all said there's no evidence of any widespread fraud that would have changed the election results. Ultimately, it will be up to a federal judge to decide whether to take this case. Meanwhile, President-elect Joe Biden says his transition team is still running into roadblocks. Specifically, he says the Defense Department and the Office of Management and Budget are not sharing enough information about the staff in the budget, and that affects national security. Biden warned if his team is not properly prepared to take over on day one, this could make it easier for other countries to launch cyber attacks against the U.S. Some Pentagon officials are pushing back, though. The acting defense secretary says his department has already given the Biden team more than 5,000 pages of documents, even more than they requested. Either way, Biden will take office on Inauguration Day, January 20th. Two big decisions are now up to lawmakers in the Senate. One, the size of the stimulus payments that will be sent out to Americans. And two, whether or not to override President Trump's latest veto in what could become the first veto override during this presidency. It's all in the hands of the U.S. Senate because lawmakers in the U.S. House ended their holiday break early to pass both bills yesterday as expected. So first up, stimulus payments. The House voted to send $2,000 to Americans to replace the $600 payments already approved in the latest relief bill. Now, keep in mind, who gets paid and how much they actually get could vary based on income level in your household and whether or not you have kids. But this larger $2,000 payment will only happen if the Senate passes this newest bill as well. And it's not clear if the Republican-controlled Senate will take it up. And even if they do, it's not clear if it'll pass. Even though President Trump wants this to happen, many Republicans have said before they're worried about the impact to the federal budget deficit. So stay tuned on that one. As for the defense spending bill that both parties passed but Trump vetoed last week, House lawmakers overwhelmingly voted to override Trump's veto and make it law anyway. Now, it's possible senators do the same either today or tomorrow. But so far, most of them have stayed pretty tight-lipped about how they plan to vote on this one. Overriding a veto requires a two-thirds supermajority, meaning most Republicans and most Democrats in the Senate would all have to agree to go against the president. To be continued. Investigators say they may never know for sure why a man set off a bomb in downtown Nashville on Christmas morning. But they're interviewing people who knew the man responsible, hoping to find answers. One thing that's becoming clear, the director of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation said on the Today Show, it looks like the man was more focused on destruction than death. And that's because before the bomb went off, a recording played, warning people nearby that an explosion was coming and telling them to evacuate, while he also bizarrely played the 1964 song Downtown. Still, three people were sent to the hospital. And sure enough, the explosion did cause plenty of destruction. One building collapsed and dozens more were damaged. But the police say the bomber, Anthony Quinn Warner, died in the blast, making it hard to pinpoint an exact motive. Before this, Warner only had one arrest on his criminal record for marijuana when he was 21 back in 1978. Remember, police have been looking into the possibility that he was motivated by a distrust of 5G technology. The explosion happened right outside an AT&T transmission building, and that might not have been a coincidence. Also, investigators confirmed Warner's father once worked for AT&T, but again, it's not clear if that had anything to do with it. Either way, the explosion caused widespread phone and internet outages for days in parts of Tennessee, Kentucky, and Alabama. Another COVID-19 vaccine option could be on its way. The vaccine maker Novavax says its version has now made it to the final stage of trials in another huge U.S. study, making it the fifth one to reach this final phase in America. Even though two other vaccines already have FDA authorization and have started going out to the American public, health officials say this new one will help to get more options on the market to meet the demand of everyone who wants a vaccine in 2021. The Novavax vaccine requires two doses that need to be taken 3 weeks apart, just like the Pfizer and Moderna versions. The company says early trials have been promising, showing it's safe and effective. But we should know more in the next few months when results from the larger trial start coming in. More news is coming up, but first, this episode is brought to you by 1010. You may have read about this in the New York Times or Forbes, and we're excited to tell you about it as well. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring, launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. And when they're gone, they're gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. So if you're making 2021 plans or are on the hunt for the perfect ring to wear forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com. Now, back to the news. The U.S. stock market climbed to new records yesterday. All three major indexes, the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ, closed higher than ever before. The Wall Street Journal says they spiked because President Trump signed the latest COVID-19 relief bill on Sunday night, and investors expected to boost the economy. Travel stocks had some of the biggest gains. Perhaps that's because the latest relief bill is set to give airlines $15 billion in aid to help bring back furloughed workers. And since travel stocks are especially cheap right now, they're more appealing to investors. We'll see how the stock market holds up the rest of the week. Analysts say the amount of trading will likely be low because of the holidays. If you plan to fly a drone in the U.S. over the next few years, listen up. New rules are coming. The FAA just announced the biggest set of changes to drone laws so far. For example, by the year 2022, most drones sold in the U.S. will need to be able to broadcast the location of both the drone and its owner, as well as an ID number, to local authorities. Drones have gotten increasingly popular in recent years, but the issue is they sometimes end up in the flight path of helicopters and airplanes, which could turn disastrous. By the way, even though the FAA is cracking down with these new rules, it's actually loosening some other rules. Starting early next year, licensed professional drone operators will be able to fly over people and at night, which could pave the way for more drone deliveries. Pilots will just need to have some extra training and put anti-collision lights on their drones. The hit Disney movie Ratatouille is getting turned into a musical. But this is not your average musical. It was brought to life on the video sharing app TikTok. Yep, back in the fall, musical theater fans started using the platform to share original songs, lyrics, and ideas to turn the animated film into a Broadway-style show. And since then, it's picked up a ton of momentum. Even some big stars have thrown their weight behind the project, including Tytus Burgess, Wayne Brady, and Adam Lambert. This Friday, January 1st, the musical will get its big reveal, but not actually on TikTok. It'll start streaming on todaytix.com starting at 7 p.m. Eastern and will be available to watch for 72 hours. People can buy tickets at todaytix.com and contribute what they can from $5 to $100, and the money raised will go to the Actors Fund, which helps out workers in the entertainment industry. It's worth noting, too, Disney is not directly involved in creating this online musical, but The Verge reports it's given its blessing to the project. First, it was metallic monoliths popping up in random places. Now, in a nod to the season, a gingerbread monolith has appeared as well. We've talked about monoliths a few times over the last few weeks, and that's because a mysterious metallic one was found deep in the Utah wilderness in November. To this day, no one knows how it got there or exactly when. But it spurred copycat ones around the globe, from Texas to Romania. And this latest one has a holiday twist. A gingerbread monolith was put up in San Francisco on Christmas Day. It was 7 feet tall, and yes, it was edible. It was even topped off with a little bit of icing and nicknamed the Gingerlith. The people who installed it said they would, quote, leave it up until the cookie crumbles. As you might expect, that's already happened. USA Today says most people think the wind blew it over. But during the short time it was up, it brought a lot of smiles and pictures on social media. And that's it for the main news today. But now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Native. I believe in having clean, natural options for what I put on my body, especially when it's part of my daily routine. And that's why I love Native. Native deodorant uses ingredients you've actually heard of, and it still works for odor protection for both men and women. In fact, I love every scent that I've tried so far. Coconut and vanilla, and lavender and rose, just to name a few. And Native also offers limited edition seasonal scents that are so fun. Holiday and fall options that are still available include delicious scents I've enjoyed myself, like candy cane or buttercream and French vanilla. You can even get some scents plastic-free made from 100% paperboard, as Native works to provide sustainable packaging for all of their products by the end of 2023. So do what I did and make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use the code newsworthy at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo, nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use the promo code newsworthy at checkout for 20% off your first order. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. And today's trivia question is, what year did the New Year's Eve ball first drop in Times Square? You can answer this week's question in our quiz posted on Instagram stories today. So find and follow us on Instagram at NewsworthyPod to play along. As for last week's trivia question, besides the winter holidays, what two holidays generate the most money in the U.S.? The answer is Mother's Day and Valentine's Day. According to the National Retail Federation, Americans spent about $196 apiece on Mother's Day last year and about $162 each on Valentine's Day. Popular gifts for both these holidays are cards, flowers, and they usually involve taking your loved one out for a meal. Of course, spending on these special days does not even compare to the winter holidays. On average, Americans spend about $1,000 apiece over the winter holidays, like Christmas, on gifts, food, decorations, and other expenses. Shout out to everyone who played along on Instagram, and a special happy birthday to Brittany Levy, whose best friend tells me she listens every day and celebrated her birthday this week. All right, thanks again for making the newsworthy part of your daily routine, especially as we head into the new year. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.